Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Mommy and Dad are never nervous or mad when you teenagers go downtown. Daddy and Mom just stay at home and keep calm and watch the Late Late Show uptown. 'Cause when you kids are gone, we get to spend some time alone here. That's our only chance to use the bathtub or the phone here when you're away. Besides, we're stuck where we are because you kids took our money, you kids took our car, and went downtown. Where can you possibly? Downtown. It's 20 after 3. Downtown. What do you mean by less fruit? You don't come home till 4 a.m. 'cause you're roaming in the street somewhere. Downtown. We would feel swell if only someone would tell us what goes on down there. Downtown. But every time we ask you what you're doing after dark there, you just say that you were fruking to Petula Clark there. That's what I mean. So kids, give your folks a break, because you're driving us crazy. We sit here all night and take pills down, swallowing pills so we'll calm down, counting the hours you're downtown, you and your frug and your slob. Television. Then you call us up and say you've had a slight collision. There goes the car. Besides that, you've been arrested. So we've got to get up and we've got to get dressed and go downtown. Borrow a car and go downtown. That's where you are, you spin downtown. Wait till I get you kids home. There'll be no more frugging, no swimming, no jerk, no mashed potatoes, no swap. Now take them out. You're going to stay home tomorrow night. And your mother and I are going downtown. And we're going to dance the tango and the waltz and the foxtrot. And we're going to do the bunny hop and the night dance.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Thank you.
said. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, once again. And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great and fruitful weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Why does coffee give you cotton mouth? It is the coffee. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Border Wall brand hot dogs and 57 varieties of toast. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Not tacos, hot dogs. You heard me. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. So you say, Maggie C. So you say. During the week, clobbering time. Your pal of mine, Benji Grimm, blalang, blalang, blalang. And then Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum, a refreshing 90 minutes of fun and frivolity that comes to you on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, because Eastern Time is indeed the center of Western civilization. Well, indeed. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a very important word from our sponsor.
Why buy just a video game from Atari or Intellivision? Invest in the wonder computer of the 1980s for under $300, the Commodore VIC-20. Unlike games, it has a real computer keyboard. With the Commodore VIC-20, the whole family can learn computing at home. Plays great games, too. Under $300, the wonder computer of the 1980s, the Commodore VIC-20.
Coming soon, Commodore brings you Gorf, the wonder arcade game, and Omega Race in home versions.
And there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Yeah. Hello there.
Who's calling?
My friends call me JC. Yous can call me Mr. JC.
Well, what can we do for you, Mr. JC?
Yeah. It ain't yous in particular so much. You're kind of a jerk off, but harmless enough. No, it's that so-called professor. Calls himself Gumby? Yeah, he's the one who's been frying my clams over there with that Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp garbage. Here I go hang on a motherfucking cross for like a day, man. And this cocksucker's running his fucking mouth saying I was made up of some shit like this. I'll put it this way. The son of a bitch better cease and desist before he ceases to exist. If you follow my drift.
Yeah, I get it. And thanks so much for the kind words.
Hey, don't mention it, Lady Goo Goo. Now go fuck yourselves.
They say grow up, put your mind on what you have to do. hits, I need a helping hand.
I can get a good vibration when I put my mind on the floor. I get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally slow.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen! That's an introduction. Half
they're
man.
My followers. You hear that, Jay? Yeah. They're my followers.
So man, did you hear that, dude?
Muck after me, huh? The head muckety muck doesn't like me,
Mr.
huh?
Mr. JC himself called in, dude.
Yeah.
You better dial it back on that beer battered shrimp nonsense there.
Oh man, I just sent over the video of Jesus uncrossed to Grenache. I hope you don't get wind of that.
In the words of Archie Bunker, you better measure yourself for a lightning rod, buddy.
There you go. Who'd have thought? I never pictured him sounding like that. It's weird.
I know. He looks like he kind of like have a nice, calm, relaxing, comforting voice.
Yeah,
but,
voice.
Yeah. It's a Luca Brasi. What the fuck? I don't know.
you would picture him as any. You would sound like any white man you find in the Middle East.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know. I like that. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I like that.
I take it all back. I take it all back. Jesus.
He hung on a cross for like a day, man. Yeah. Fuck. Being great.
sorry, dude. My bad. My bad, JJ.
So, say. You wouldn't be smoking a cigar, would you?
Yes, I would. I got a A.J. Fernandez New World. Very nice cigar.
A.J. Fernandez New World?
Yep. New World Toro.
Sounds delicious.
Nice. It is. It's fantastic.
I'm still drinking coffee. I had a call from Gigantor, the Space Age robot, earlier, so I had a couple of adult beverages trying to make sense of his programming. I mean, we actually had an argument over the OJ thing, man. It's like, oh my god.
Holy shit.
Yeah, don't. And it was just stupid, minutia. It's frustrating. he will drive you bonkers. All right. Shall we blow something the fuck up?
I think we should blow something the fuck up.
Something the fuck up. Okay, we're going to continue with our theme from last Friday's program. Please check your schedule. We were blowing Helen Reddy the fuck up.
Yes.
So, for the first, I mean, after what? Almost 10 years, we finally blew up I Am Woman. Talk about overdue. And so tonight, I was looking up other ones, and I says, you know, oh, I says, Delta Dawn, there you go. Well, we already blew that up.
Oh, okay.
But you know what?
Okay.
We did it so damn well, bringing it back. Bringing it back.
Good. Bring it back, baby.
Bring it back. The Possum Hour, right here on Heaven and Earth.
Yes.
In front of Mr. JC and everybody. Mr. JC to you.
That's right.
Okay, well.
He earned it.
Without any further ado, before we get rubbed out ourselves, blowing up Ellen Reddy and her perennial hit, Delta Dawn.
Indeed.
Suspense.
And now for something completely different.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Oh, ow.
Could it be a faded rose from days gone by?
Yeah.
And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today?
Say, I beg your pardon, do you have any idea what we're doing?
Now that you mention it, no.
To take you to his mansion in the sky. She's 41.
if you give me a chance, cause I can play some low down boogie boogie, watch a million sing and dance and how to play some boogie.
Driving, as I walked today and I drove today, I was out driving around the neighborhood for whatever fucking reason. I actually saw a dog fatter than Ted.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious. There was a dog in this neighborhood fatter than you, Ted. Yes. Fatter than you.
That's what he's barking.
Little tippy dog.
He's saying, feed me. You can't have one fatter than me. Feed me.
Say hi to everybody, Ted. Okay. Say hi to Apple Cheeks Alice. Say hi to Apple Cheeks. Okay. Say hi to Beth Ann Sands.
Beth
Ann Sands. That's a boy. Okay. Say hi to Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake,
yeah. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Yeah.
Dr. Cake.
And, say hi to Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Say hi. Yeah. Don't be shy. Don't be shy, Ted.
Casual dog.
And say hi to Maggie C. You remember, you know Maggie C. She used to watch you, remember? When you were middle age.
Ted knows everything.
Good job, Ted. You know who else is here? RJ Gumby. Say hi.
Get the cat.
Oh, Jesus. You know, you either go nuts with a dog like this, or it turns you into a better human being.
There you go.
So I went nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, there they are, the Possum Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
This is the Beaver.
I'm lying here with Donald on my mind, and next to me is Kimberly with her fat ass behind. I'm gonna make America great, so don't you cry. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Donald on my mind. My wife is mad, 'cause I once loved her. I only put Beyonce above her. But now I think it's time to set her free. 'Cause it just wasn't in my plan, the way that Donald shook my hand when he asked me to be the secretary of all the mental health facilities. Now I'm lying here with Donald on my mind. And Don just tagged me in a tweet. He's humble and he's kind. I think that Donald is just like Kanye. If I was white, I'll be lying here beside her with Donald on my mind.
Oh, my God. Poignant moment here on the show. Kanye Twitty, ladies and gentlemen. They don't make them like that anymore. Not to make a point.
Thank God. Thanks, Mr. JC.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll have that kind of shit. So,
I was going to post the promo. I was on the promo. I was going to say, impeach the president by clicking this link. To try to get people into the show. I'm better than that. Fuck that.
I try not. You know, that's why when the dude got elected, I said I'm putting the brakes on.
Okay.
Because I could lose my mind posting stupid shit about this Magoo. You know. And I'm glad I did.
Sure.
I've been very. All
right. Your mind is intact now.
Except for the TED part.
All right.
So I go check this out. So I get a job inquiry for September, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
September. Sure.
Nice to be booking ahead. So. was through an email. So I go, get the old 2019 calendar out there, take a look, see, it's September. February, March, April, May, June. Where the fuck's the rest of the year on this day planner, man?
Oh my God. Is it a Myron calendar?
They sold me a 2018 to 2019 day planner from July 18 to June 19. What?
It doesn't even finish up the month?
not the year. It finishes up June.
Oh,
okay. No July for this year. If I'd have known there was such a stupid thing, I would have checked. I just assumed.
Yeah. Why would someone make that?
So I'm not taking this one sitting down. I'm going to email Staples. I'm going to say, Staples, look, I'm a good customer. It's been a lot of bread in your fucking store, and this is just stupid. the fuck is this? January to December. That's a fucking calendar, not...
Exactly.
June to... July to June. July to June?
That's weird.
What the fuck's idea was this? So anyway,
after
I'm not that upset
email,
over it, but...
After you send the email, make a fist and kind of shake it in the sky.
Yeah. Shake on it, boy. Shake on.
Uh-huh.
I want some
uh-huh.
store credit for the motherfucker. Because they were on, like, a display in the front of the store. You know, like, as soon as
well,
I walked
did it say
in, and I was...
calendars?
No, it didn't say half-ass calendars. It just said calendar. You know, and you know how much I love a calendar. But I walked in, and I was needing one. And there they are, and I figured, now I'm in there. I filled all of January in, all nice and neat, you know, with good penmanship and everything. Started marking off all the days I'd got my steps in. And then there's no fucking end of the year.
You know? Wait a minute. It's there. I got to go to the... I got to go to the church of the beer battered shrimp. Because there's another prediction of the end of the world. And I think it is September. So maybe Staples
is going to
something.
Well, I got news for you. There's nothing after June. There's nothing. Oh, Lord. Anyway, that's the shit I got to deal with, man.
Hey, if this guy is right, I'm not going to Korea. I'll be dead.
Well, there's worse things. Mayan day planner. Yike, man. That just seemed like a really dumb idea. Who the fuck does that? What kind of business has a year that begins in the middle and ends in the middle?
This guy claims it's December of 2019, so we got the full year. And it's another...
Well, then I'll have to get that store credit for that new day planner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it to heaven with you, baby, when the rapture comes.
That's in case you have to do your taxes after you die.
Oh, you know you do.
We went over that. Taxes are up. Insurance is up.
Yep.
Now, I know it's not a great way to make money. But these folks go on this... And I had to buy a dry beer, too. I got cotton mouth out the ass. I got a Pilsner here. Golden Pilsner. But I have a true confession, guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I must impart. It's on Fuck Boo. Well, I think I made publicly known my one of the fail log where the people, it's like a bunch of videos of people falling down or getting, you know, hitting the crotch and stuff, which I don't know. That's first thing in the morning. That's just rejuvenating to me. But the other one, the other guilty pleasure is the Family Feud. They have these Family Feuds where they show the last part, you know, where they go for the big money at the end.
Yep.
And I was almost in tears today, enjoying and feeling happiness for these idiotic families who are jumping around because they won the $20,000. It's, you know...
I think you're losing your mind.
It's kind of rudimentary, but it's on your paleo level, hitting your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
There's happy people jumping around, and I don't know.
And kissing Richard Dawson, so?
No, it's the bald dude.
Oh, okay.
Steve Harvey. He's good. He's funny.
Yep.
But
he's got a lot to work with.
To show the stress.
Weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But he's starting to show the stress. This was fun. There's the funniest one I remember from today. Other than coffee, what's something you drink a cup of in the morning? And it's a first lady says, pop. Everybody says, ding, 11. 11. Ah, well, okay. The second lady comes up. Name something you drink in the morning. I know, Dr. Cake. That's what I said. And that's probably what the number one answer was. She says, name something you drink in the morning other than coffee. Pop. Try again. Kool-Aid.
Actually, orange. I bet your orange juice is the first.
Yeah, it was orange juice. It was orange juice. You're correct. You're correct. Orange juice. But Kool-Aid actually had like 17.
Oh.
Fucking orange.
I believe it.
Kool-Aid, man.
I believe it. People make Kool-Aid in the morning.
We surveyed 100 people from your neighborhood, and they said Kool-Aid for show.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it was interesting.
I can't start my day without my morning cup of Kool-Aid.
Get some, drink some Kool-Aid.
That's it, man.
yummy, yum, yum.
Oh, great.
Stir it with your hand. Yeah. How about a word from our sponsor?
Yeah.
Matt, why did you decide to become a manicurist?
All the usual reasons. Romance, adventure, money, thirst for power. When I see your hands, I wish I were a nurse.
Dishwashing, Matt.
Want to try Palm Olive dishwashing liquid? Softens your hands while you do the dishes.
Pretty green.
You're soaking in it.
The dishwashing liquid?
Palm Olive.
Mild, then.
Oh, more than just mild.
Right, Madge. Palm Olive suds last from the first glass to the last greasy casserole. And it softens hands while you do dishes.
Madge, that Palm Olive liquid of yours, I'm simply in love with it.
What, does your husband know about this?
All right, let's see what we got here. Up in the morning, just about 4. Put on my shoes, and I'm out the door. Life is such a terrible bore when you're a garbage man. Riding on the garbage truck with my little Lou, she said,
"Hey, baby, you're looking kind of blue."
"Yeah, don't this job ever get to you, Lou?
I know, I like
all
it.
This garbage. Yuck."
"Hold on, Nigel. I got just the thing you need.
Suck it to me.
Here,
baby.
Take a little puff of this funny little weed."
"Oh, no, I don't.
Go on, smoke it. First one's free."
"Well, hell, if it's free, thank you." I said, "How long do I have to hold it in?" I said, "Start."
Oh, you can let it
start.
Out now.
Oh,
let it out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, if I turn blue waiting for my turn to come out, right? Everything's cool now, ain't nothing wrong. The garbage stinks, but I float along. Singing this happy, happy little song. Pot's too good to be just for the young. Yeah, pass that newbie over here, Grandma.
Heartfelt.
Yeah, that's a PSA right there.
Makes
smoke
even being a garbage man okie doke, you know? That's
uh-huh.
the thing.
That's right. Garbage.
But
they make good money.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
They do make good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just something about the garbage. I've been a recycler since the 80s, man. I mean, I make Al Gore look like a pig. Okay.
A litter bug.
Yeah, litter bug. Okay, thank you. And I hate to say it, but I think our curbside recycling is bullshit.
It is.
Because I will see them stick the recycling and the garbage in the same thing when it ain't nobody's looking. And it all goes to the same fucking landfill.
It does.
Dumped down on the ground.
It does.
I hate to say that. I hate to believe it.
Yeah, but, a whole mountain of water bottles. They're not making all the plastic shit out of that.
They're going to get me riled up if they're not careful.
It makes you feel good.
Nope. They'll hear about it. They'll hear about it in a cartoon.
Uh-oh, another email. Another angry...
Another email, another cartoon. Double the double whammy. Double whammy.
Hey, you're doing all right with your...
Kinky.
Cartoon.
Oh, yeah, one
a day.
I've got one a day so far. 7 days, seven cartoons.
Yeah.
Even though...
There you go.
You know, they're not all, like, home runs or anything.
Ah, you're good. Good stuff, good stuff.
Reasonable. Like, you know, the crappy ones, even, you know, like the squares will like. So, I guess it's a success.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. You know, the crappy with the squares like the crappy. Tonight.
Yeah? All right.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it. I know that.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are lucky. We have such a great audience tonight. Apple Cheeks Alice, Beth Ann Sam, Dr. Cake, Fort Prefect, Maggie C. I'm doing the math now.
Man.
You know, the girls are outnumber the boys in this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Clothes start flying off.
Uh-huh.
Katie Bartator. We're going to be in...
That's pretty much...
We're going to be rolling in clover, Professor.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be rolling in clover over here.
Is that right?
Okie doke. Well, with that said... Ooh, geez. About 25 seconds, you won't be rolling in clover. Oh boy, you'll be rolling in something. It won't be clover. Yeah. Oh, poop. It's coming your way, man. But don't despair. It's only 3 minutes you'll never get back. Just keep repeating that.
My bathroom is a private kind of place, very special kind of place, the only place where I can stay, making faces at my face.
I can
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Bathroom. You would think Ted's ass was on fire the way he acts right now. Panicky guy. He's panicking. The softer side of the 3 minutes, Maggie. See, you got that right.
There you go. That chick loves her bathroom.
Now, Ted may be obsessed with treats. Alright. But here's a gal. Session, you might want to think twice about dating her. A Phoenix woman accused of stalking a man she met on a dating site. She sent him more than 65,000 text messages.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently sent more than twice that many. She sent him 159,000 text messages, some of which were threatening. They went out on a single date.
Huh.
Some of them, yeah. They went out on a single date, and, it quite worked out. One text read, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
Oh, she painted
the
picture.
Yeah, it was getting ugly at that point, I think.
Uh-huh.
But needless to say, it didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out so good. And she's charges of stalking, criminal trespassing, and whatnot. But it's just like hey man, this shit's going on in your head, peeps. Don't let it run wild into reality, man.
Not that bad, is it? Not that bad, right?
Yeah, I know. No, it's not Beth Ann, but look out, Beth Ann.
Okay.
These people are on them dating site. Sites.
They're fucking nuts.
Talked about that. I was on the dating sites early on in the internet.
Okay.
And it was fun and it worked out pretty good. Yeah, nice time. But then when I got single again and went back on them, they were kind of a cesspool. And... the last time I went on one of those, got this girl's number. She looked kind of cute. And she's like, how much do you make?
Oh, yeah.
The first conversation on the phone.
It.
I'm like, check please.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a rough life. It's rough out there, I gave up.
You
darling.
Didn't do it. You didn't do it early enough, like back in the '80s when you had to do a video of yourself. Did you like those funny videos?
No. I wasn't Sningle till 1997.
Okay.
I spent the '80s and '90s a married, faithful husband.
There you go.
Damn near 20 years as a mensch. Yeah, don't worry about it, Beth Ann San. All that shit is overrated. Of course, I agree with that. But all that shit's overrated. All that romance and garbage.
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Do what Gumby does. Watch some Japanese porn and satisfy yourself.
Watch some Japanese porn.
That's what you need.
Okay, we know.
Nothing wrong with dying alone.
Oh, did we do this one? This was on the 4th. We might have done this Friday. A remote. What is this thing? Comcast Xfinity X1 voice remote, okay? State-of-the-art cable TV technology. It won't recognize the request for Dick Van Dyke. Searches for Dick Van Dyke. Because it cannot handle that type of language. I'm not sure whether it's the Dick or the Dyke that they are... I'm sure the van's
it's
okay.
The van. But, it's the van.
It's the van? Is it the van?
It's the van, yeah. It's not one of their sponsors.
Yeah, they said some of the users say they get snippy when they're asked to play episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show. It says, sorry, I cannot handle commands with that type of language.
So imagine what they would say if you're asking for the ass-fucking party or something.
Yeah, I know. How do you ask for porn? Crying out loud.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a TV. It's not a judge, jury, and pastor there judging you over to judge you.
Not
judge.
That, but, yeah.
You're a slave. Do what I ask. Show me dicks or vans or dykes. Yeah.
Yeah, you could have one of those porn channels. It's
yeah.
Job to provide.
I
want to
see,
exactly.
I want to see Dick Van Dyke.
I want to see John Link.
Oh, imagine, dear Lord.
Can you say Lionel Wagner?
No.
That's what I want to
don't, and
out.
Don't, yeah, don't even ask for Lionel Wagner.
No.
This thing will blow up. CIA will be knocking at your door. All right, Ted.
Yes, he
said. We interrupt this program to bring you Ted, the second fattest dog in Whitehall.
Oh, there you go. He's
there
knocked
go, down. I know. He's down. You've just seen this fucking dog. Holy shit, I thought Ted was goofy looking. That thing was dragging on the ground, man. Anyhow. What is this? What is this next article, dear Lord? What horrible things did we do to our penises last year?
That's been good.
Last week. Okay, no. These are all things that happened to guys' penises in 2018. Dropped computer tablet while trying to get off toilet. Penis laceration. Ouch. Tried to make a mold of penis and testicles with putty, which is now stuck on skin. Not good. Sliding down flagpole from the roof of his house. Cutting penis.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh, tell you how one
catching
of those little
catching
type things. A little string.
Yeah.
A screw sticking
in
out.
A drain.
Oh.
It could stand. Oh, boo.
Oh.
Or maybe just a sharp piece of metal, you know. And a, oh.
Oh.
Testicle pain and swelling after wearing a bungee cordis belt. I don't know what that is, and I don't think I want to know.
No.
That sounds like one of them.
Adventures. Fun seekers.
Thingies.
Dopey fun seekers.
Ball squeezer. Oy, yi, yi. Okay. Let's go back. Let's do something here. Okay. Where are you going? Things we did to our penis. Playing baseball when accidentally struck own testicles swinging a bat. Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh.
That was ball one and two, you know?
I'm trying to work that out.
Ball one and two. Oh, I still
could
got
happen,
it.
But...
Yeah. All right, tied off his testicle and penis with string to keep his hard on during sex. Oh, dude.
Well, here you go.
That's just
keep
a beginner,
on,
you know.
You got to think of baseball players.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Shaved penis and testicles last night. Applied dish soap to area afterward. Oh, man. Now with rash. Diffuse rash. I don't know what diffuse is, but got a rash from the dish soap.
What do you think was going to happen? Dishwashing detergent.
Should have got some lava soap, you know.
Yeah.
that right up. All right, spray painting
I got paint.
A
little lemon pledge.
Little lemon pledge, yeah, while you're dusting.
Yeah, you
brings
go.
New luster to your wood.
That's it. My wood is nice and shiny. And it smells like pine.
Okay. Spray painting, got paint on foreskin of penis causing pain. Yeah. That can happen to anybody. Was taking a shower and using a rough brush to clean his genitalia, cuts to penis. What was that?
What? Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Why would you do
this
that?
This guy needs a shovel to the head. You know?
Uh-huh, definitely.
You know what?
Well, before
now
I
this one.
Pledge, I kind of sand it. I use a little sandpaper on it to get the fine.
Wow, he's lemon up.
I put the lemon pledge
too.
On it, so.
Yeah. I lemon up then.
So
I feel
painful.
Sure.
A little dippy, too.
Lemon curry.
Pretty dippy, too.
Now, this one. This one here, man. This could definitely happen to anybody. I think I've known people this happened. Fell and keys in pocket lacerated genitals. Now you could see that happening, right? That's a movie that's just waiting to be run in your life. Driving while holding a cup of coffee, passed out, spilled his cup of coffee, skulled burns to penis. Oh, jeez, what happened to the front end of the car is my question. Passed out while driving. I mean, that's...
If that was the least of his problems.
I know. What the fuck, man? Coffee on the crotch. Yeah, well, that's problematic when you're like, wrecking your car, man.
He should have been decapitated.
Laceration of testicle after hitting himself in the testicles with a tire iron while attempting to change a tire. That could happen.
I see that more than a baseball bat.
Penis caught in metal spring mattress. Oh, mother.
Oh.
Man.
Oh.
Let's think about that. Think about it hard.
Oh.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up. Oh. That's not good. Come on in, Ted.
You got a slinky attached to your dick.
Yeah, and then and then of course you wake up, you probably have to piss, so you know that's just make things even more crazy, Tom. Yeah, the morning. Oh boy, this is just it's a big bowl of wrong, is what it is. Here you go, pup. All right, you got water? No, he probably doesn't have water. God, Ted, you stick to the script. This dog, he doesn't. He doesn't vary at all from the old possum routine. What a trooper. Ladies and gentlemen, Theodore J. Mooney, my psychotic dog. A round of applause for Ted.
Ted!
He's one of a kind, ladies and germs. One of a kind.
One of a kind.
Alrighty. Back to the penises.
But now there's another one.
Another
one.
Okay. Riding mountain bike, hit a brick, sustaining straddle injury from seat when falling downhill. Yeah, you fell on the bar. So I never understood that bars on the boys' bikes and no bar on a girl's bike. You fall, you know.
Yeah.
That never made sense to me.
Oh, yeah. But they don't want girls. They don't want teenage girls getting off on their bikes. That's their game.
Oh.
Religious people. Like Harry Potter's broom. Remember that?
Yeah. Ah, Bach.
Harry Potter's vibrating broom that they used to sell. They couldn't
understand
why 11 and 12-year-old girls were going crazy buying it.
Right. All right. Well, here we go. This is right up related to that. Penis injuries. Someone stepped on a rake, and its handle struck him in the testicles. See, that happened.
I can take Van Dyke right there. That happened to all the sitcoms in the 60s.
Spilled boiling hot peas on penis.
Now, all these things happen on the Benny Hill show. Have you noticed that? Every one of the things you mentioned happened on the Benny Hill show.
Good. It's just a good thing they weren't lima beans. That's all I'm saying. All right, now, playing video game and twisted and injured testicle. Well, that's dumb. Testicle pain after sitting and playing video games for extended time. Well, there you go. Man, there's a lot. Man, this goes on. We're never going to get through all this. Okay. We'll just go right to the end. The last one is fell off toilet, fell onto a mouse trap, trap closed on penis.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. Cause my baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. Cause my baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, but she couldn't leave without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see? I gotta get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. Cause my baby just wrote me a letter.
Oh, that ended quick.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
There you go. The sudden ending. So, anyways,
I'm being extra careful with my Johnson now, man. Things should happen.
Look at this one: cut penis on can opener. That raises a lot more questions than it answers.
Yeah, most of these things, just guys are trying to find new ways of getting off.
Probably.
Fucking nuts.
Probably.
Fucking idiots.
Oh. Break dancing on the floor when belt buckle cut penis. No.
Oh.
Been there, done that.
I'm
enough.
Sure.
Enough with the Dick Van Dykes.
Can't say that on Comcast. Alexi gets all peeved at me when I talk like that.
She likes when you talk dirty, does she?
Yeah, well, you got to get her in the mood.
Yeah, well, you know. How you turn her on? Yeah, you flip the switch. There's a weird kind of science-y thing. Oh, thank you.
What's that?
Thank you very much. All right, we got all these pals up there in Canada there. You know, that's
uh-huh.
a big land mass that looms over the United States to our north. Canada.
Uh-huh. Moose country.
Great country. Good people. Good folks. Very
Beavers.
Sturdy. Very hale. Very hearty. They have discovered ancient ruins in Canada that are older than the pyramids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Chew that one over for a little bit.
Yeah.
They found ancient fish hooks and spears as well as tools for making fires. And they hit the jackpot when they found an ancient cooking hearth from which they were able to obtain flakes of charcoal burnt by prehistoric Canadians.
No shit.
They used the carbon dating on the charcoal flakes 14,000 years, making it significantly older than the pyramids of ancient Egypt, which were built 4,700 years ago.
There's something wrong here.
Ipso facto.
It's only 6,000 years old. Mr. J.C.
No. Oh, man, we're probably going to get another angry call from J.C.
Okay, I'll get hit pissed off.
Oh, boy. Well, anyways. Cradle of Civilization is now Canada. Officially.
Nice. You got a link.
Congratulations.
I could check that out.
Oh, you want to check this out? All right.
Yeah.
I think this is real shit.
I like this shit.
I don't think this is... I don't think it's bullshit. But holy moly, this is old. I like that of his jib. I'm just a general jib fan, to be honest. Well, this is the headline that everybody embraced on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. Study finds alcohol and coffee can help you live past 90. I don't know how many of the people on my friends list I saw share that one. lots of coffee people, lots of alcohol people, and a lot of crossovers in that group.
And I'm alone at 58. All my friends are gone. The alcohol didn't do that very good. More coffee.
Oh, well.
That's what keeps them Gumby alive. Coffee and Cradle.
Coffee. Yeah. I got to cut down on a beer just because I can't lose weight, man. So, right handwriting's on the wall.
Well,
I don't eat shit. I don't eat
double
anything.
Down on scotch.
I know. I drink more scotch, man. That's the only answer I can think of. No carbs.
Who the fuck would want to live in 90?
Exactly.
Give up here.
But I will say this.
I will say this.
First week of this new year, I've every day done mental gymnastics, trying to come up with ideas and be creative. And it enhances your happiness quotient.
Yes, I believe in that.
You need to do what you do, do well, and keep doing it. And do it as much as you can. I mean,
you do
in Gumby's case,
it,
of course, it's masturbation,
well.
But yeah.
Uh-huh. And I haven't hurt my penis yet.
He's constantly whacking that thing.
That's right.
But you know, it's giving back to society for him. In his case,
yeah.
It's giving back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like one of shining lights on a hill, shining city on a hill, or
that's
1,000
it.
Points
that's
of light.
Right.
That's it. He's the 897th point of light.
I like it. I like it.
George Bush. Did you see that the week before George H.W. Bush 1,000 points of light guy dies? Uncle Bobo is on the old campaign trail. Going, is that 1,000 points of light shit? What's that about? Does anybody even know what that means?
Oh, this guy.
Can't go. You can't. We're going to miss him, though.
Horrible.
We're going to miss him.
Uh-huh.
We're going to miss him, so. I think my first Bobo cartoon's coming tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
He's threatening to make a speech tomorrow night. Yeah, so unload. Jodeling time. Oh man!
Oh, already.
Just in time for yeah. It all comes together, man, on this program of
uh-huh.
Possum Hour. Thank you for coming, everybody, once again. We really couldn't have done it without you. Couldn't have done it without these beers either, I'll tell you what. All right. 19 years? You're coming up? What's the date for 19 years, sir?
Not 20. I'm coming up with 20. April 26.
This year's 20?
April 26, yeah. 20.
That's 2-0?
Yeah. 1999 when I quit.
Wow.
April 26th.
Wow. 20 years. Oh.
Yeah. How about you with the SIG? How many years is that?
I passed 6. Coming up on 7.
There you go.
It's in the rear view. I see people smoking and go, Jesus Christ, I'm glad I got that monkey off my back. Oh, I still miss it in certain ways, but I wouldn't trade anything for the freedom of not having to smoke all the time, you know?
It's really and not needing habit. One, right? And not needing one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Not being a slave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's yodeling time.
I'll ride the range with my friend Jesus. We'll travel over the vast unknown. And if I stumble along the trail, he'll last me through and lead me home. Crazy.
Yes. And we had to cancel. We had to cancel Christmas Midnight Mass because the hookers had a higher paying gig.
You mean at the so church of the beer battered shrimp?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I thought the big guy wised you up to that beer battered shrimp garbage. Garbage.
I think that was fake news. I'm not sure.
It's almost the same voice as Nicky the Mouse. This goes low.
Same foul mouth.
You get that jersey. You get
thought?
The foul mouth in the Jersey accent. You try for the Jersey, New York.
The U's. Like our buddy from Jersey. With the U's.
Motherfucking
Albert Einstein. U's.
On a motherfucking cross for like a day.
For like a day.
Hey, this happens like almost every week. And I've said it before, but it's funny because it makes me laugh every time it happens. Every Sunday, well, not every Sunday, but pretty much every Sunday, I watch the stupid talking head shows in the morning. And I particularly like the NBC Meet the Press. I don't know why, just out of loyalty to the former host who I liked, who's dead. Isn't that weird? But anyway, so I'll watch that, and then I'll be monkeying around the house doing this and that, and letting Ted in and out, etc. And inevitably, I will not watch the last bit of the show. I'll walk out of the room, and then I'll walk past, and there will be that Joel Osteen guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Comes on right after Meet the Press. And Jesus. And I, every fucking time I go, oh, Jesus Christ. That's my reaction to seeing that guy. And I mean, I'm not thinking, you know, it's not because he's a church guy. It's just, oh, Jesus Christ. This guy, get him off of there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That guy's a stooge among stooges.
Yeah, that way. Hey, you know, it's great that he swindled people out of all their money and everything, but how do you like to live like that, right? Their whole life doing that.
Got a million. Yeah, that guy's got a million fucking room mansion.
Yeah.
And you know why? You know why? If you're rewarded with riches in this life, that means you're a child of God. That means God loves you. That's their message.
Yeah.
That's the message of this ministry. It's what do they call it? I don't know. Affluence gospel or something. And if you're poor, you're obviously not a good person. Jesus don't love you as much as he loves.
Yeah, Jesus don't like
Olson.
Poor.
Yeah.
Prove that.
Fuck. Hell in a handbasket, Bubba.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. These guys, I'll tell you what, those guys, if there is, you know, the judgment, them guys, they're going to get it the most. Uh-oh. Maggie's going to sleep over there. Better do something exciting.
What do you got?
Good fetish guys need to learn how to not be creepy. You might get a lot of chicks to let you touch their feet if you weren't so fucking freaky.
All right, I like it, man. I think that's a lesson to all of us.
There's the church. There's the church, everybody.
Oh, look, and I was putting links to the damn thing in there.
There you go.
Oh. Measure yourself for a lightning rod, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Here comes
Praise
the church
Mr.
of the beer-battered shrimp.
That's right.
You guys.
Evolution Larry.
You're on a high.
Afraid of Evolution Larry. I gave up.
You're on a highway to hell. Highway to hell, Bub.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And loving it.
And loving it. All right. Enough of that shit. So thanks for everybody for coming. It was a great show. You know, probably, I know it probably changed your life. I know it changed mine. If anybody needs to make change, we can see me in the lobby after the show. I can break a 20. I don't mean to brag. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I can break a 20. All right. Magic C's been changed.
There you go.
Praise Mr. JC.
Yes. And
he sounded a little bit. He sounded a little bit like Sheldon Leonard. I think he was trying to sound like Sheldon Leonard.
You two pixies, get out
of my lawn. I should put you to work doing some of these hilarious characters that call in the show. You'd do a good Sheldon Leonard.
I enjoy
got that East Coast. You got the East Coast accent down. I'm making it. Yinling Golden Pilsner. That's my beer. Alright, well, thanks everyone. It was a wonderful experience. All that all that penis talk got me hungry for some hot dogs. Well, maybe not.
Don't accidentally put your wiener in that bun. Remember, accidentally
mistakenly put my wiener in the microwave. Yinling Golden Pilsner. I nuked my knockwurst. Well, at least he didn't nuke his shrinky dink. Oh, what the fuck happened to the song? Oh, there it is. All right. Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
You got to get the fuck out of here. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Sleep me. Energize.
Bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone, have someone who will never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Uh-oh. Like 3, 2, 1. That's the end of the show. Right. All right.
Kyle!
Shazam!
Kyle!
Shazam!
Kyle! Pie-ho! Shall Zion!
You wouldn't believe how long that goes on. For real.
I tell you,
what a great launch tonight, too, man.
Really filled in the time. That penis, man, that's good.
All the things you can do to a penis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? That's one of the greatest, too.
Be nice to have the cock.
No coward. They attribute that to no coward.
Yeah. Think about it. So witty. Oh, the fucking pythons. Love them, each and every one of them.
That's all Eric there. He did,
oh, yeah.
I've seen on Netflix. On Netflix, he did an old-time radio show type thing where he had these big-name stars acting like, you know, they're doing an old-time radio program.
Nice.
It's called,
sounds
called Where's Dick? Where's Dick? And the whole thing was like, going all penis humor all through it. Billy Connolly was on it. He wasn't looking too good there either.
Yeah. You're kind of wondering about that. I mean, usually us Scotsmen, we're hale and hearty, man. What the fuck happened, man?
Well, he had some disease. He's had for the longest time. I forget what it is. He's had it for ages now.
They're they down with the wrong lassie, eh? Hey.
Uh-huh.
In a bed of thistle.
He's a funny, hey. He's a funny man. I always liked
yeah,
him.
He was a funny guy. Funny. Was, is.
Well, we just recently did a song of his where everyone kept falling off the cliff. A yodel.
Yep. What are you going to do,
TV,
man?
He did that American TV show. Remember that?
Yeah.
Head of the Clash. Yeah, he took over for Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman. Hessman.
Well,
that was one of the last sitcoms I watched with any sort of regularity.
Yeah.
Man. Best sitcom of all time. Gumby, go. All time. Best sitcom. Overall.
That is so hard. That's
everything.
You put me on the spot there.
I've got mine.
Actually, you know what? I really like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, that's
put that
that
before the Honeymooners.
All right, high five, man! High five.
Yeah.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
I think
the Dick
every
Van
one of
Dyke
those
Show.
Episodes was funny as hell. Yeah.
Well, they had a list of all the episodes in order, and it was like, you know, from the worst to the best, and the worst episode isn't that bad, you know?
Yeah.
That great, but. And Mary Tyler Moore in pants. Come on.
Hoofah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He had a lot of creative ideas, too. Like, when he kept seeing the UFO. Remember that one?
Yeah. What did they... it was kind of interesting. I'm gonna call that back up. I have the link here. Thought I did. Or maybe not. Trying to think what the greatest episode was. It was a good one. Walnuts was number 3.
I still like Robbie Baby when he had a motorcycle.
Oh yeah.
With a leather jacket that said Robbie Baby and there's a tulip on it.
Well, not. I want history. And like, I'm gonna find that. I want to see what the best episode was. They said on this poll. It wasn't bad. Okay, here we go. Best of Dick Van Dyke episode. Number one in this list. And it's somebody's list. Coast to Coast Big Mouth. The first episode of the last season. And that's the one where lovely Laura goes on the game show
that
that
Alan Brady's
bald.
Uh-huh. You know what? I just thought of my favorite episode. It's before he got the job on the Alan Brady show when he was a radio DJ and he was going for a marathon.
That was a good one.
Where he stayed up for like three days or something like that.
Yeah.
He was crying about a cat caught in a tree.
He's gone nuts.
I don't know where that one is.
Number two was the one where Laura gets her toe stuck in the...
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, you know, obviously a dude wrote this list.
Uh-huh.
Laura with the toe in the spigot. Come on, man. Remind that. The walnut. And then, All About Eavesdropping, number four, where the kids have the intercoms and they overhear the thing.
The neighbors.
And then the baby one. The baby one's number five with his head from Mission Impossible. Yeah. Good stuff, though, man. I think overall, pound for pound, Seinfeld's great.
Uh-huh.
But just as far as just funny and just consistently funny stuff. And good sitcomery, you know, just good set of stories and just the what a quality people, Carl Reiner, for crying out loud, you know.
Yeah. Anytime Alan Brady's on the show, it's funny to sell too.
Yeah.
That's like guaranteed to be good.
I love when he just fucking screams at Mel, treats Mel like shit.
Hey, that could be where they got the fuck you, Donnie. Shut the fuck up, Donnie came from.
Shut the fuck up, Mel. Yeah, you can almost hear it.
He was always saying, you know? Shut up, Mel. Shut up, Mel.
Shut up, Mel. Shut up, Mel. good times. All right, we need to kick Thomas in the groinus.
Yeah, give her a good kick.
But you selling gars tomorrow? Are you slinging gars?
That I am, sir.
Man, you working stiff. You know, Bogey's, when his mom's on her checking out, you know, she's on her way out.
Yeah.
94. And he's saying when she passes. Yeah. And she was hale and hearty until about a couple months ago and then started, you know, feeling ill.
Huh.
No pain, though. Thank goodness. And she's going to pass away in her sleep eventually. Next couple weeks. It's very sad. She's a sweet person. I've shared some of her jokes on the show here. When she passes, he's going to go get a job. Oh. How am I getting a job, dude?
Oh.
That's gonna ruin the whole game, the whole scam.
Huh?
No more scotch.
That's what I was doing.
No more scotch with Bogey. Yeah, no more scotch with Bogey on Fridays, man.
That's right.
Job. Man. Job. What's that shit? Job. Job. Man, and number two son. He's going in for a second interview. Man, that son of a bitch walked into a job. Now, this is... it's different with retail because they're open during regular hours. But like any kind of office work, they want to give you the weekend shift to begin with. You know, you're going to have to do Saturday or Sunday hours and some crazy hours. He got the fucking nicest shift Monday through Friday. He's gold, man. Helps if your brother's the supervisor, though. You know, it don't hurt. A little nepotism, maybe. But he's in like Flint.
Good. Good for him.
But, I was thinking, man, we won't have Sunday lunches anymore, man, because sure they're going to make him work Sundays. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
It's his resume, man.
Well.
He's been in the workforce for 10 years. He's had one job. They know he doesn't fuck around. In his own, and his two references are his ex-bosses. So, yeah.
All right.
Paladin.
I lucked into this one.
That's perfect for you, man.
Customer there. I didn't have to fill out an application. I just walked in right when the guy was talking about how they had to fire a girl. Say, hey, man, I'm looking for a job. It's ideal for me. That's it. Thanks. Because applications now, you got to do all this shit on the internet and everything. It takes 4 hours.
Doo-doo.
And you know you're not going to get it. Yep. You know, it's discouraging.
Yep. Serendipity doo-dah.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, have a good week.
You too.
Be back Friday with the greatest show. Oh, I have my lung cancer screening Wednesday, so, you know, I'm in a shitty mood Friday. You know, it wasn't so good.
You won't have the results.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
They ain't gonna find the fucking.
Ain't nothing there.
Nothing to see here, gang.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.